bleed red.
What?
Noisy cars.
Oh, you're looking at your screen there looks like it's from like the Poltergeist.
Does it?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the Poltergeist?
No.
It's pretty good. Pretty like a spooky film.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Should we do it on the Patreon?
Oh, God. Am I brave enough to watch it again?
How old is it?
It's like 80s, I think. But it's one of like the horror classics. It's where the whole like Indian burial ground thing came from. Because it turns out their house at the end is built on a Indian burial ground.
Oh, right. Which is a full cliche now.
Yeah, but yeah. At the time, it's like that whole bit of like, they moved the headstones, but they didn't move the bodies. It's from that.
Yeah.
I think it's like a American Dad episode, kind of like loosely based on it.
Yeah, rings a bell.
Yeah. Or Family Guy, one of the two. Same thing. Mm.
Hello, welcome to this episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
Instead of doing Mary Poppins Part 2, we're doing Poltergeist.
Yes.
But I haven't watched it recently, and Tom hasn't seen it at all. So it's
they didn't move the bodies!
There's a bit of like a creepy clown in it, though. Like one of the kids has like a toy clown that sits on like the rocking chair in their room.
Oh, don't put a toy clown on a rocking chair.
Yeah.
That's just like horror movie 101.
And like the kid hears something and he wakes up and like the rocking chair's moving, but nothing's on it anymore. And he can hear like the clown like laughing in there. Oh God, I'm getting scared just talking about it. But yeah. And then they get like an old psychic to come because their daughter gets like sucked into like the parallel dimension, like through like the TV, because she can hear things through the TV. And this old psychic comes, who's this like fat lady who is famous from this and this film called Teen Witch. And she talks a bit like this. She's like, come towards the light. There is peace and serenity in the light.
I thought you were going to say, there is pizza.
There's pizza in the light. Ghosts love pizza. Where did you go to ghost school? I did an online course. They said ghosts love pizza and a donation of $30,000.
To the Church of Papa John.
Oh my God. That is fine talking about Mary Poppins.
Yeah, the conclusion de Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Oui, oui.
Oh, God. No, Poppins sounds like Papa. And the Poppins sisters, I murder case that you should read up on because it's fucking messed up.
That's different from Poppins John's then.
Yes, but only slightly. Now we're fucking here to talk about what the kids did at the bank.
Yeah.
So they go to the bank.
Go to the bank, which is basically Gringotts.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. They totally ripped it off.
Is this where the Tuppence bit is?
No, that's the Tuppence song is before they go to the bank. So we finished last episode with Mary having just bamboozled George Banks into thinking that it was his idea to bring the kids to the bank.
Yeah.
And then she goes upstairs and she's like, now children who are going on an outing with their father in the morning need to get some sleep.
Oh yeah, and they're like, oh, we're too hyped up from all the Red Bull you gave us. Well, that wasn't one of my best ideas. Alas, let me sing you this song.
Yes. Sometimes your father can't see when I poke his eyes out.
When I put him back in, he sees quite well. On the pains of his life, he doesn't dwell. Dwell rhymes with well. Well's where you get water. Also where I hide the premature fetuses. And she looks around and the kids are like shaking on the bed. Like, oh, you're supposed to be asleep by now.
Yeah, I don't have another verse.
Yes, let me see what I can do. When Dick Van Dyke dicks my dyke. But I don't want to raise a family. I just get him to punch my saggy bottom half. And it comes out all runny.
Oh my God.
And the kid's like, ah, Mom. So I kept them in a jar. I don't keep them very far. In fact, they're right here with me. If you look under your pillow. God, like a dead tree of willow, you'll find all of my discards. Yeah. Oh, there we go.
And finally, the kids were asleep.
Asleep with jars of dead babies in their
With their new toys.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah.
Yeah, she says, she tells them that there's an old, clearly mentally unstable woman outside St. Paul's Cathedral who feeds the birds. And that your father won't see her.
Yeah, why?
Because he's blind to all else other than the little things, because there's this whole fucking thing in the film that it's okay to be poor.
So yeah, the woman sells him
Which again, sorry, I feel like in the book, this would be like a real meaningful thing. Yeah. But it's just nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Just doesn't translate at all.
No.
Because there's, I imagine in the book, it's like completely like whimsical.
Yeah.
But in this, it's just, it doesn't mean anything.
No.
And it's just like, what the fuck? Who cares about this old bitch on the steps selling fucking bread?
Yeah. Also, must be completely covered in shit.
Yeah. Maybe she likes it.
I'm sure she must. That's all that's in the bag she's selling. It's not crumbs.
Yeah, tuppence a bag. Tuppence in this instance. wouldn't that be... Yeah, she fucking fills the bags with bird shit, sells them for like a tuppence. By the time you open it to feed the birds, you're like, ugh, it's all runny. She's just disappeared.
Yeah,
pop she's smoke. Gone with the wind. Mm. Mm. She's got so many tuppences. She's got thruppence.
quadruppence.
What's the highest like ints number that we can get?
We've done this before.
I know. I want to bring it back.
Octopence.
Because like dodecadence.
That was as high as we went before.
What's higher than that?
Don't know. 12 is all I can think of. And then like...
I've started just getting to notes. Anywho. So fucking... They go to sleep eventually because she shows them like a magic ball. It's a snow globe.
Yeah, they're fascinated by it though. Bless them.
God, how cool would it be to see a snow globe for the first time?
Only if I'd not seen like all the other shit I'd seen.
Well, back then, what would you have seen? Like a
back then. Like right now, like if in this life right now, I'd never seen a snow globe before, didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel like I'd be that impressed.
Oh, I think I would.
Just,
so yeah, the next day fucking Mr. Wanks is like, come.
I am.
Look, I coded the banister. I know you like to slide down it. They get like halfway down, but they just stick to it. Oh, Daddy, it's not the same as when Mary did it.
I've coded in blood, you see.
Oh.
That's all I could get out of my stump this morning.
Blood and copious amounts of motor oil. Isn't it wonderful? So anyway, they fucking head over to the bank and they pass the pigeon lady.
Yeah, and he's like, yes, of course I see her, but why would I want to pay any mind to... Oh, I guess this is why the woman's relevant, because Michael wants to spend his tuppence feeding the birds.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is like...
But the dad instead wants him to open a bank account. And we're meant to believe that that's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah. Like, and and then these old men come out and sing. And they're like the fusty old, like, bad men who just want to steal his money.
Yeah.
But they're actually giving some, like, reasonable financial advice.
Yeah.
Like, open an account with compound interest, man.
Yeah.
If you do it at that young age, that's a solid decision. Don't feed the birds.
Yeah. They're awful. They are flying rats.
Yeah.
See, this is why Mary Poppins is a proper cunt.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the little boy is fucking sad because he can't spend his tuppence on bread for the birds. So they go to the bank.
The birds. Yeah,
and they meet sing. Fucking Dick Van Old.
Dick Van Old.
Yeah.
Old Van Dick.
Old Man Dick.
Old Man Dick.
Yeah.
Waves it about.
Oh, God, he's such a pantomime horse, the way he fucking enters the scene.
Yeah, like, I mean, he is. Can't wait.
We're going to sing a song about investing in my bank.
Yes, it includes the word fiduciary.
What does fiduciary mean?
You're a fiduciary.
Yeah. Oh my god, I love that. Yeah, the old man's like, ah, oh, give me your tuppence. I put it in me bank. I rub one out. E.g., have a wank.
Quad ride wanks. Oh, yes, sir.
That's what we do here. First Great National Wank. That's what it's called. Yeah. Everyone leaves their deposits. Watch their interest grow. Then we bring in the secret doctor in the evening. He does his special things. Then we flush it down the toilet.
I see these jars you've brought with you. I see you're familiar with our process.
Abortion. All in this bank. We'll give it right back. Just after this wank. A portion of abortion. Just here for you. Give me your penny. In fact, give me two. And the little boy's like, no, you can't have it. Like, no, I want your tuppence. Do you know what? Until the end of the film, the way that the tuppence looks, it looks like one singular piece of money that's meant to look like two welded coins together.
Kind of, so yeah.
I was like, oh, was that how it fucking looked? It wasn't until like I saw him like move them apart in like one of the last scenes of the film. I'm like, oh, okay. Just like, how peculiar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two pence.
Two big pence. Oh, great. Anyways, this starts a fight at the fucking bank. Because he's like, you won't give me my money. Because the old man took his tuppence. And everyone's like, oh, they're not giving the money back.
Yes, I would withdraw all of my money.
Yeah, fucking economic collapse.
Yeah.
But yeah, they all do it. Oh, I loved when they put all the money in the vault. The bags of money. I was like, oh.
Yeah, imagine if banks still had bags of money.
They must have some.
Well, yeah, you can still withdraw cash at a bank. They still have a fair amount there. Yeah. But it used to be like that was how wealth was stored. Well, in gold bullion, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was stored, you know, in vaults in banks and stuff. But like, I just don't think it is anymore.
No, well, no, like, isn't it like 90% of the world's money doesn't like physically exist or something?
Yeah.
Oh, imagine having a gold bullion. Things you could do.
But I was just thinking, what?
Just sit and look at it. Oh, God. So, yeah, the kids run away because they've caused fucking pandemonium at the bank.
Yeah.
And they bump into penis... I was going to say penis thickness.
What are you doing here?
Do we have an accent for him?
I don't think so.
Maybe it talks like this.
A fine choice for Minister for Magic.
Thank you. Yeah, they bump into him and he's fucking got all coal on his face. They're like, a black man. Like, no, it comes right off, you see. And I'm like, oh, thank God. I thought we were in real trouble there. So they sit down and have a little chin and wag.
Yes, they waggle each other's chins.
So they're like, oh, what's wrong? That was not an impression of him. What's wrong?
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
Oh, don't be too hard on your father now.
You're just doing a haggard
Yeah, impression. I am a bit.
Oh, what's wrong? Don't be too hard on your dad. They're like, oh, daddy doesn't love us. All he cares about is his money and his bank.
And his wanks.
Yeah, his wanks and banks. His wank bank. Oh, I'm not going to make it the joke I was going to make. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, oh, have you ever thought that the reason why your dad is like the way he is because he needs a hug and a cuddle as well?
Who looks after him?
Like, I guess nobody. Apart from that man who comes around every Sunday. We call him Uncle Frauge. He's very muscular, you see, and he wears a monocle. Him and daddy go and do business in the study for hours. And when he comes back out, they're all red-faced and they've got no pants on.
Daddy doesn't wank for a whole day after that.
And he says, oh, yes, I was just doing a very noisy business transactions.
Yeah, sort of a fiscal, financial fiduciary.
Fiscal financial fiduciary. That's the name of the game. You put it in the bag, you seal it tight. And that should be my refrain. Oh, fucking hell. So the kid's like, oh, I guess that's true. Daddy does need a hug.
Yeah.
And then what?
Then Bert takes them home.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, because where the fuck is Mary Poppins?
It's her day off.
She's only been there like 3 days.
Yeah, I know.
She's such a fucking little skive. Jesus Christ. What's she doing on her fucking day off? She's not even had her first wage yet.
Sitting on her cloud.
I bet that's it.
Feeling the little droplets.
She takes him back home. And he's like, oh, just returning your kids, madam.
He's like, he's switching between Irish and Australian.
It's what he does in the film. So yeah, the mum opens the door and she's like, oh, Bertha, where is, what's her name gone? Mary. And Bertha's like, oh, Mary's on her day off, miss. And like, oh, who will look after the children? They've just arrived.
She's like, oh,
home.
Could you? She's not for 100 quid, mum.
I was like, I bet you fucking would for 100 quid. That would buy you a fucking house.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks at Dick Van Dyke and she's like, how about you? You seem like a nice fellow. I was like,
yes.
Are you being for real right now?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that.
But he's like, oh, well. She's like, oh, I tell you what, you can clean my chimneys as well. I didn't even mean that, but that might be my favourite thing we've said.
Oh, sorry, miss, where are you going with all that salad?
Well, I decided to package it up and sell it at Tesco.
There's an awful lot of dressing on that.
But it has to look presentable. No one's going to eat a dry salad. That's very true, ma'am. How about I gob in it too? She's like, oh, what a grand idea. So he goes, and she's like, oh.
I say.
If only I could have a chimney spit in my salad every Christmas. Oh, I never knew it fizzed so much.
Oh, what a remarkable chemical reaction. Anyway, stay with this man, children.
Yes, bye. And then she flies off.
Yeah.
On a helicopter. I will come back to save you. She holds on to the edge and they fly off. Anyway, they fucking go inside and he puts sheets on everything. He's like, oh, I'm going to clean your chimneys.
Yes.
So he does.
Yes.
Oh, then Mary comes back.
Yeah, they're looking up the chimney and Bert's all like, oh, magical, wonderful places, chimneys. You never know what's going to happen up there.
Yeah, you never know what's going to get stuck in your flu. Is it a pine cone? Is it a squirrel?
Is it squirrely in the pine cone?
Oh, God.
We just don't know, children.
One time I found a jar. It's full of babies, it was.
Mary Poppins comes in. What's all this?
Oh, great. You found my candle making kid. And he's like, anyway, yeah, she's talking to him about something, but she gets on one about something, didn't she?
She's like, oh, chimneys are no place for respectable people. And then, as soon as Mary Poppins arrives, magic shit starts happening and boy gets sucked up the chimney.
Yeah, and then girl follows.
Yes.
And then Dickman's like, oh, come on, it'll be fun. And then he jumps up and Mary's like, fuck's sake.
Well, I suppose we'd better.
So she fucking...
gets sucked up the chimney.
Yeah. All crooked and bent like. So he lands on the rooftop and he's like, ah, oh, can you see this whole bit? I forwarded a lot of this because I was like, what is the purpose of this? Because they do things just to look at shit and they don't like really explain it.
Yeah, I guess this whole section is just about the kind of look how magical this whole deal is. I got quite into the whole like chimney sweep dance though.
I was just so over it.
Yeah.
I was just like, what? I just hate unnecessariness. Like, I want my...
Yeah,
to,
I mean, it was all very, like, frivolous, but... And just, like, there for the sake of having an excessive dance routine.
Yeah, there could have been other reasons for them to be there. They're just in any fucking reason. Be like, no, on a cold night like this, we like to do something to lift up our spirits. And then they did the fucking dance. And then I was like, now we can chim chimney better than ever before.
Chim chim chiru.
Yeah, chim chim my chiru. Is what Mary Poppins said to every one of those.
Yeah, they do pass her about a little bit.
They do. And she's like, jar's ready.
Jane, Michael, fetch more jars. Quickly.
Bring me an industrial size one. I want them all to go in one vat. No, they do some very dangerous dancing.
They do.
They're like treading lightly over gaps and everything.
Yeah.
There's a bit where I thought the man was going to fall, and then he didn't, Tom.
I must say, they were very skilled.
That was impressive. I did think you were very good dancers.
Yes. And I really like the bit you see like a close-up of someone's feet doing a little like hopscotch foot switchy thing over a chimney opening.
That made me anxious.
Yeah, me too. But that's a bit I remember so vividly from childhood and always wanting to like, always like pretending I was doing that.
Oh, God, I can't imagine liking this as a kid.
Well, it was...
I guess there's lots of stuff to look at, though.
Yeah, it was like the only video. This and a Magic Roundabout film. Magic Roundabout called Buxton the Blue Cat or something.
Oh,
it was super trippy. I want to watch that now. But that, those two things, Mary Poppins and that, were the only videos that my grandparents had. So when we go around there, we'd watch them. And I haven't watched Mary Poppins since I was a young child and used to go and stay at my grandparents occasionally. Wow.
I remember I had a copy of The Love Bug that kind of functioned in a similar fashion. Like it was the only thing at my uncle's or my grand's house.
I've never seen that.
It's so shit. It's like a Disney film from kind of around this time as well. Maybe like the 60s. It's about it's about like a magic Volkswagen Beetle.
Oh, is that did that get remade with Lucy Lohan?
Yeah, but I think that was meant to be like a sequel.
Right.
But like 50 years later. That was called Herbie Fully Loaded.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, Lindsay Lohan. I just miss when she was okay. Alas.
Alas. They're all dancing in the house when Mr. Banks arrives home.
Yeah. And he's like, what the...
He's like, what's all this? And they all go, what's all this? Step in time.
Yo, this beer. So yeah, everyone gets kind of caught up in the dance fever.
Yeah. They're getting soot everywhere.
So I was trying to think, what's that dance fever song? But it's not a Saturday Night Fever I'm thinking of. No, dance fever.
Yeah.
Like, no.
We know how to dance it.
Dancing every single dance. Yeah, like, oh, come on, join in our dance. You raise your arms like this. Yes. Then you make an M. Yes. Then a C. Okay. Then an A. Yes. And then I plug you from behind. It's like, oh.
Please.
Put my head between the banister. So if my wife comes home, it'll look like I wasn't doing this voluntarily.
Don't stop, even if I ask you to.
So she comes home and he's like, oh, Roger, stop rogering me.
Stop rogering my Hammerstein.
Well, I said we could have danced all night. I didn't mean this. Quickly pull on my suspenders and snap them back. Honey, help me. Look, he's got me trapped. Look, if you can't handle your husband being buggered from behind by a randy chimney sweep, then you're not much of a feminist, are you? Oh, God.
Slammed.
But yeah, his fucking soot gets everywhere.
Yeah.
I would not be happy.
No. And he wasn't.
He wasn't happy.
No.
He was like, oh, rah, 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 rah.
And then Mary Poppins notices and gives Bert a little nudge and is like, sort it out, mate.
And they're like, all right, guys, time to clear out. And everyone fucking bids everyone adieu. Like, yeah. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, governor.
Yeah. Good night, governor.
And now, then the bank rings up his house.
Sorry, that's it. This is when she fucking says her bitch line.
Oh, yeah. He goes, would you kindly explain yourself? And she goes, let me make one thing perfectly clear. I never explain anything.
I'd be literally gobsmacked.
He was.
He was gobsmacked. He should have marched right there and be like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, I pay you. I let you stay here for free. Well, not for free. I charge you. I take it out of your wage.
I charge you more than I pay you for this.
Yeah.
For being out of
the job. Yeah, you owe me 5 pence.
10 pence. Decapence.
I tell you what, if you've got a good-sized cucumber in your bag, I'll take that instead.
We'll have Winifred make salad.
Oh, yes. Lovely, dandy salad. So, yeah, she fucking flounces upstairs.
As Julie Andrews loves to do.
Yeah. Yeah, Banks is like, oh, everything's gone to shit since she came here.
Yeah.
Got chimney sweeps dancing in my living room. Got strange men in my bathtub. I didn't even put them there this time.
And the pantry is inexplicably full of jars.
As I took one out, thought it must be some kind of newfangled egg recipe. And you had to fry it, and it just went crinkly.
Not a nice omelette, let me tell you.
Yes. I tried to eat it, but I kept on getting bits of hair and teeth in my mouth.
Tasted a lot like a vascular system.
When I go to bed at night, I hear the voices. Oh. Alas, next day I woke up, thought I'd have another go, so I got another job. But yeah, and he was like, oh, it was bad to take him to the bank, and now I'm probably going to get fired when he gets the phone call.
Yeah. Yes, I will come to the bank at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. So he's just come home from the bank and he has to go back. Why didn't they just ask him to come in after his shift?
I guess they were still dealing with the aftermath of the calamity.
Yeah. And then fucking he has this conversation with, I was going to say Rhubarb, but that's not his name at all. He's Dick Van Dyke.
Custard.
Rhubarb Van Custard. And he's like, dang, 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 dang. Oh, do you remember that? No, okay.
No, I don't.
Rhubarb and Custard, the cartoon.
No.
The cat and the something else got to mischief.
I really like the hard-boiled sweets.
That's such a you sweet.
I mean, I would never, if I'm going to have a hard-boiled sweet, which are not the nicest sweets to have, either that, them or a sherbet lemon.
I like sherbet lemons.
Yeah.
I feel like a mint humbug is more in line with my character, though.
Yeah.
Stripey, black and white. Kind of unpleasant. So anyway, fucking hell. So Dick Van Dyke's like, ah, so you fucking... I don't remember what he says. It's like a guilt trip scene.
Yeah, he does. Oh, you're a busy man. When your kids are crying, you ain't got time to wipe their little tears.
Yeah, you're too busy wiping your own tears right from that little man you keep in your pants.
Man tears, isn't it?
Yeah, a single man tear. Only comes out of one eye.
A little jet of man tears.
In your case, I imagine it's more of a strange dribble. Probably comes out quite thick on Tuesdays. Anyway, you ain't got to aim. Who cares if they grow up to be fucking homicidal maniacs and start killing strangers on the street just because they don't like the way they smile? I've got nothing to do with you, mate. Even if a hug at Christmas could have solved everything.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. You had to go into work on Christmas.
Yeah, quite right.
Yeah, even though the bank's closed on Christmas. I know where you go when you say you're going to work. That fucking lady sitting by the stairs ain't the only one getting tuppence in her bag.
But yeah, Mr. Banks takes a lot of shit from Mary Poppins. Takes shit from Bert in this scene, I think.
Yeah, but Bert's like, how he is how Mary Poppins should be.
He's more subtle about it than Mary Poppins is, but it's still pretty obvious what he's doing.
Yeah, but Mr. Banks falls for it, kind of.
Yeah, he's like, he listens. Yeah, he's like,
I need to go to the bank.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
I need to make a deposit in the bank. Oh, so fuck, you go to the bank and they're like, come here. It's a regretful decision. We're going to have to terminate your employment.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
So then the guy, one of the other guys, comes up to him and does things to him.
Yes.
Scrunches his flower.
Hey.
Punches his hat.
Hey.
And then what's the other thing he does?
Turns out his umbrella.
Yeah. And then he just jerks him off furiously.
So, drat with his euphemisms. Whip it out, Banks.
Oh, I'm going to make you come in 10 seconds. You'll be so embarrassed. I'll go home and tell your wife what I just did. Anyway, so he comes, they varnish the table with it. Yeah, and then he sees the tuppence in his pocket.
Yeah. And he's all like, oh, where the fuck did this come from? Oh, it's all sticky.
It's all sticky and covered in vinegar. Look, there's a saveloy in here too.
Damn that wife of mine.
Yes. If I reach in next and I find a fucking chip butty, I swear to God. Oh, look. Anyway, yeah, he's sitting and he just starts fucking laughing uproariously. And he's like, oh, tuppence. Now I realise everything I've ever done was wrong.
Yes, and things that are obviously not funny in the slightest are now hilarious.
Yes. Such as the fact that I haven't got a penis anymore because I rubbed it to a little rhino stump. In fact, I've rubbed it so hard it's inverted. Now I slightly post up my rectum. I have to reassure so many people that it's not a prolapse. Like, no, it's just my indic.
I have another orifice to play with now.
Yes. Now you can fuck me from the front.
Like one of your French girls.
Like one of your French girls. Do it in the front. It's just like a vag. Or as I say, cunt. Yeah. Oh, that's shameful. I'm not going to say that anymore.
What, cunt?
Yeah, never ever again. Then he's like, I'll tell you a joke. Oh, what is the joke? It's like a blind fisherman and his dog get on a boat and the dog bites his leg and he goes, ah, that's John Smith.
Yeah, that's basically it, yeah.
And then he leaves. And then the fucking old man just starts repeating the joke to himself.
Yeah.
He's like, John Smith. And he starts fucking floating.
Yeah, and they're all like, oh no, making efforts to grab his legs when they clearly can, but they just sort of don't.
Yeah. I guess they're kind of hoping that he just floats skyward and disappears into the atmosphere. Finally, I get my inheritance.
So that room that they're in, like when Mr. Banks first comes in, it's such a big, long, like daunting room with like a deep red carpet. And it's like, what bank is this?
Well, maybe old-timey banks were like that.
Maybe. He just had a back room that was like clearly a villain's lair.
That's where they need to have their rich person sex parties.
Yeah.
Where everyone wears a mask and has a cape on.
But it's everyone who works there, so everyone knows who everyone else is.
All their penises have like identifying like burns in them.
Burns.
I couldn't think of what brands, that's it. What would Mr. Banks's be? Maybe just a pound sign. Like, it's all in the name, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or just his little moustache.
So, yeah, fucking floaty guy floats up to the ceiling, gets impaled upon a chandelier and dies.
Yes, and then falls unceremoniously down to the floor with a crunch.
Yes. They all had knives and forks on the table ready for dinner. And they're like, well, let's just have a go at this. Ew, old dick. Anyway, so fucking Mr. Banks runs home because he's like, I've realised I've had an epiphany. Epiphany was the name of the lady boy I rented when I did my stint in Vietnam.
Oh, wonderful, George.
Oh, turn of the century sex changes.
Oh, a gruesome thing to behold.
Yes. They take 3 hours of done with a chainsaw and a railway spike. But alas.
Want to talk about an indic?
Oh, God. So, yeah, fucking hell.
But like, he goes missing all night.
Yeah, where does he go? Worried about him. I guess he went to Epiphany.
Yeah.
And fucking, yeah, Mary senses the winds have changed.
Yes.
Tries to pack the bag before the kids wake
up. We see the weather vane go from, like, east to west or whatever.
Mm. The kids wake up and are like, Mary, what are you doing? She's just like, fuck.
Back to sleep, children.
Yes, I'm just putting things in my bag so I can do my exercises.
Do you need more jars, Mary Poppins?
Yes, several. I need enough to really give my Kegels a bit of punch, you know. I want a labia that could snap a rung off an iron fence. But yeah, so as she's fucking packing the bags, Mr. Fucking Banks comes home.
Yeah, singing his little art out.
Yeah, what's he singing? Is it the Tuppence for Sale song? Not he's singing Tuppence for Sale, that'd be weird.
Tuppence for Sale. 1.5p.
Oh, God.
He's singing the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious song.
Oh, is he?
Think so.
That's it, cause that's the word he thought of when he couldn't describe how he was feeling in the bank.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm feeling rather supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though my innie dick is really quite atrocious. And then the kids come down, they're like, Father, what's got into you? And he's like, well, that's a story for when you're older.
I had an epiphany, children.
He's like, you know, I was out fucking walking in the park and then I happened to see a broken guide. And I was like, that's my fucking kid's guide. And after I'd stopped pissing on it, I picked it up. I stitched it together with a bit of tobacco, a bit of cotton wool, and some poetry.
Just drink, he's just got a bottle of whiskey.
He just throws a perfectly reasonable, crumpled shit sack of a kite on the floor that's still broken and not repaired at all.
I fixed it, children.
Yeah, look, it works good as new. And he fucking throws it against the wall. It's like, look how it's flying.
Jared, Michael, stand against the wall. Let me throw the kite at you.
Yes, put an apple on your head and I'll throw this beer. No, my aim is very good. I promise I won't miss. Oh, fuck. Winifred, how's your uterus? We might need another daughter. Oh, fuckery. Fuckery, St. Catchpole. Anyways. Yeah, so like in him and the mum.
Go fly a kite.
Yeah, up to the highest height.
And send it soaring.
Is that a bit of the song as well? I can't remember.
Yes.
Oh. What rhymes with soaring? Boring. Yeah. Oh, God. So, yeah, they all fucking prance to the park in it.
He sees the other bankers out in the park. Yeah. Who are also there flying a kite.
For what reason?
Today's
National Kite Flying Day.
Yes.
The king flies his kite. We have to fly our kite. We all hate it, but we can't say anything.
Look, the king's over there.
Yeah, look, it's King Edward. I know, it's just a giant potato with glasses on.
It's shush. Do you want to get executed?
Yes, wonderful flying, king. Yes. I don't fantasize about skinning you and flying you in a van. Yeah, then fucking Marie Poppin looks at them and she's wistful.
Yes, and her umbrella's like, you're full of shit, Mary Poppins.
Yes, how can you not fall in love with this family? She's like, a perfectly perfect person doesn't fall in love.
Yes, doesn't let emotion cloud their judgment.
Yes, they remain stoic and cold. They can witness many things and not feel a thing.
Smashes a jar on the floor.
That one wasn't even dead. And then our umbrella's like, oh, I don't believe it for a second. And she's like, what? But yeah, the umbrella tries to talk more and she fucking stuffs him up her badge.
And stands on her head and spreads her legs. The umbrella opens and she flies off into the sky.
Tally ho, she says. A wonderful gust of quiffy flies her eastward. And she can find another family to abuse and fucking turn on its head.
Yes.
Really, that wistful look she had was a disappointment that she didn't drive the fucking father to familial murder.
Or at the very least, suicide.
Yes. Usually I love leaving these residences with everyone dead and the dad has hung himself from the banister with an axe in his hand. That's how you know the Mary Poppins has done their job. That's when I popped in. I popped in, make everyone kill themselves and then I go.
Mary pops in.
This house is made on an ancient Indian burial ground. Yeah. Oh, God, she fucking flies away and Dick Van Dyke's like, ah.
Don't stay away too long, Mary Poppins.
Yes. And he bids her adieu, then fucking launches himself into the river. I mean, the film starts again with the kids going, oh, look, we found this body in the river. Yeah.
See if it has tuppence.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, Mr. Banks gets offered a partner position at the bank.
Yeah, because the old man died laughing.
Because he killed the old guy, yeah. And that's how it works at the bank.
That was fucking lucky.
Yeah.
So now he's going to be even richer.
Yeah.
Oh, bigger house.
Yep.
Yeah, then everyone's happy and no one's learned any kind of lesson. And then we get credits that go on forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, do you know, like, old-timer Disney films have a fuckload of credits up front and then a fuckload in the rear end.
Yeah. One in the front, one in the back.
It's the best way.
The only way, really.
Yeah. Get that wobbly H going for hours. Anyway. Fucking hell. Right in the end of the fucking film.
End of the fucking film.
Ah, what did you think of the film, Tom?
I liked it. There were bits of it that were kind of a bit like, ugh, yeah, all right, and this is just frivolous. But I liked it. I thought it was a perfectly charming, musical, Disney film. And I totally get why it would have, like, captured everyone in the 60s at the very least.
Agree. I sincerely thought this is like the stupidest shit I've ever seen in my life. I was just like, you get to the end and no one's, like, there was no point. Like, Mr. Banks didn't really, like, learn, like, that much of a profound lesson.
Well, he's spending time with his kids, with his family.
Yeah, but, like, the way that come about, it wasn't nice. There wasn't, like, a nice moment of, like, I don't know, it just all seemed to...
Well, I think that's what the revelation in the back vault of the bank is supposed to be.
Yeah, but for me, it's like it didn't do that. The words that were spoken didn't really represent that, I don't think.
No.
I sort of felt like it would have been nice if he sort of had a moment of thinking, do you know what? I think I spent far too much time at this bank anyway. Maybe it's time I go home to my children. And then, like, left like that. With, like, the same kind of emotion and then gone with that. Because he just had a conversation with Dick Van Winkle. Yeah. So it's like, that would have been nice, I think. Instead of fucking laughing about the tuppence and this fucking stupid joke, I don't think it... it was a bit too abstract, I think, to...
I guess. I mean, it was a joke that his kids told him.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, I don't think it hit that special place that it should have.
No.
Yeah. I think it would have been nicer if it was a bit more, I don't know, a bit more lovely.
Yeah, I guess so. And the whole thing is like comparing like Mr. Banks and Bert as like two opposite ends of the man spectrum.
Yeah.
And Bert is painted as like, but there's a lot of problems with the way Bert lives.
Where does he even live?
None of them are, well, exactly. And it's like, I may not have much money, but I got my happiness. And that's, you know, that's a nice message. But the film goes in too hard in that direction, I think. And it's like money is not important at all. You should forget money because it's not important. All you need is happiness. And it's like, well,
yeah.
That's nice in a kid's fantasy, maybe, but there's a gritty adult truth that is not being addressed there.
Yeah, I agree. I bet the book for this is wonderful.
Yeah, I think so.
But I just feel like whatever translation they did for this film just didn't work for me. And I can sort of see why P.L. Travers hated the film so much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what most of Saving Mr. Banks is about. Like, she didn't want it to be, like, animated in part. She didn't want this. She didn't want stupid songs. And when she saw the film, apparently, she cried because she hated it so much.
Oh, wow.
And I always thought, oh, maybe she was just a bit of, like, a trolley wallet. But, like, watching it, I was like, oh, I bet her book was really fucking good. And watching this, I was like, oh, if it was really good, I can kind of see how she was upset that it got... bastardized.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think she sold it because she was going to lose her house, because it had been a while since she'd written the book, so she wasn't really making a lot of money off it anymore. So she had to sell the rights to keep her house. She had a nice house in the film.
Wow.
Not as nice as Mr. Banks' house, but close. Everyone had fucking nice houses back then. Fuck. Jesus Christ. I know you never fucking watch anything I tell you to, but I think you really should watch Save Mr. Banks, because I think you'd really like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, like sincerely. And Tom Hanks is fucking, like him, he plays Walt Disney, she plays, Emma Thompson plays P.L. Travers, and they're just, so fucking good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really, I think you'd really, really like it. Anyway, so Mary Poppins, fucking hell, what a vagtacular. Do you think we'll ever make an episode of anything where we just don't fucking make vag jokes?
Oh, I doubt it.
Yeah, I wonder if people get sick of it at some point. Email in, are you sick of vag jokes?
Yeah. I don't know, as long as we keep them fresh.
Well, you have to keep them fresh. Oh, God, well, thank you for fucking tuning in.
Thank you for fucking tuning in.
Yeah, for fooning in. Fooning in. Imagine if we had a hotline.
I know you got excited by that just then. But I don't think you really want that.
I think you're right. Oh, God. Fucking hell. Yeah. Oh, we had like a sort of like a bat phone. When the red light blinked, it means someone was in the need of our fucking distasteful comedy.
Yeah.
Just like get on like the M25, drive to them and shout up and be like, ah, oh, dick vag. And they'd be like, ha, 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 ha. I feel better now.
Yes, that is my name. Thank you.
Ah, oh, dick vag brontosaurus. Happy to meet you. Oh. Come back next time, guys.
Yes.
Some more thrilling tales from our fucking vat of syrupy goodness. Anyway, fucking hell, do whatever you want and then come back.
Precisely.
Yes. I've been Gifton.
And I've been Tom.
Oh, what's been our standout joke from this episode? Oh, fuck.
Don't know. Fetus jar.
And fetus jar's been fetus jar?
That's pretty grim, though.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. We need something.
General conversation's been general conversation.
Yeah. And general conversation's been... That's terrible. Let's not do that. Ah, and melancholy diphtheria has been melancholy diphtheria.
Vag salad's been vag salad.
Yeah, fanny salad.
Fanny salad, that was it. Go. That was more last episode, but
yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Have a meal deal with it. Get a fanny salad, a Lipton's iced tea, and a little piece of Battenberg.